News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning, I'm Chris Conley. This is a web news update from WSAU, AM and FM, and WSAU.com. A high-profile drunk driving death trial begins today. It's the case of a Merrill woman accused of killing two of her friends in a rollover, and the case is scheduled to begin this morning. Let's get a preview of the Ashley Bauman trial from WSAU's Raymond Newport.
25-year-old Ashley Bauman faces 9 separate charges in the case, including 2 counts of homicide by intoxicated use of a motor vehicle. The June 7, 2012 crash killed 33-year-old Jessica Hartwig and 31-year-old Misty Glish of Merrill. The case has seen a long series of delays before actually coming to trial. Jury selection starts this morning and opening statements are possible. The trial is set to last all week. Raymond Newport, WSAU News.
A Fond du Lac man is under arrest in Marathon County for drunk driving. He's 41-year-old Nicholas Trias, who was going more than 100 miles per hour on I-39 in Mosinee when he was stopped by the state patrol. He failed a field sobriety test and was taken for a blood draw at Wausau Spirus Hospital. We don't know his blood alcohol level yet. That will become public when he makes an initial court appearance later this afternoon. The suspect in a Saturday night shooting incident is expected in court today, as we hear from WSAU's Larry Lee.
Attempted homicide charges are likely against a 21-year-old man that fired at least 3 shots at 2 family members in a Town of Maine home. The shooting happened while the victims were playing cards, but investigators don't yet know why the shots were fired. 2 of the shots struck the male victim in the chest. 1 shot struck the female victim in the chest. Both victims remain hospitalized at Aspirus Wausau Hospital. The 911 call was received at 9:36 p.m. Saturday. Investigators stayed on the scene of the crime until Sunday morning searching for evidence. Larry Lee, WSAU News.
A circus accident caused 20 injuries at a performance of Providence, Rhode Island of the Ringling Brothers Barnum & Bailey Circus. 8 female acrobats fell up to 40 feet to the ground. Their aerial apparatus collapsed during their performance. A city safety official says the performers' injuries are not life-threatening. A hospital spokesperson says one spectator is in critical condition. A pilot is dead after his small plane crashed at a Northern California air show on Sunday. The pilot was doing a maneuver in a Sturman biplane when he crashed at Travis Air Force Base near Sacramento. There were no other injuries, but the rest of the show was canceled. Republicans from around the state gathered in Milwaukee over the weekend for the state GOP convention. They endorsed Governor Walker for another 4-year term.
The real story for the media to report about this convention is that Wisconsin is better off today than it was 4 years ago and will be even better going forward 4 years from now if Republicans continue to be in charge of our state government. That's the real story.
Walker is likely to face Democrat Mary Burke, a former state commerce secretary in the Doyle administration, in the November election. A resolution supporting Wisconsin's right to secede from the Union failed. There were many state lawmakers who urged delegates to reject it. State Representative Bob Culp went home to Stratford with fewer possessions after being at the state GOP convention. His car was broken into. He lost about $3,500 in photography equipment, plus his GPS and a laptop computer. Culp runs a roofing company in Stratford. He uses that equipment to do estimates and to submit bids for jobs. He says the items were in plain view on his passenger seat, and he says that was a mistake. The break-in happened in a parking lot near the Park East Hotel. The thieves broke the side window of his car. Now our Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin. Here's meteorologist Justin Lowe.
Morning clouds with a few light showers, especially around Wausau and farther north, then turning partly cloudy later in the day on this Monday, 57 for the high. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 35. On Tuesday, partly cloudy and becoming a bit breezy in the afternoon, a high of 61. On Wednesday, looks like kind of a rainy day, maybe a few rumbles of thunder, high of 57. I'm Newsline, I'm meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
And this morning we have some light showers that are passing through the Wausau area. In fact, they're moving off to the eastern part of Marathon County into Shawano and Brown counties as well. Then we will see a clearing trend. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.